Thank you, and thank you for giving me a few minutes this morning. I appreciate, first, an opportunity to say hello, bring you greetings from President Obama and the people of the Defense Department, but also to tell you how much we appreciate what you do and the hard work, the effort, the sacrifice, the service that you give our country. And I know it's important to you because you wouldn't be doing this job if you didn't feel pretty strongly about our country. I want you to know we know that. I want to thank your families, and I want you in particular to tell your families and your spouses how much we appreciate their sacrifice and what they do to support you and do the things that families do to support each other. So thank you. I've had a tremendous morning here. I've had an opportunity to climb in the cockpit of this 35. You can see it's my plane. My name's on it. They didn't let me push any buttons this morning, but they gave me a very good sense of this aircraft, capabilities, what it can do, how important it's going to be for our security. I had an opportunity after that to meet with a number of Air Force and Navy Marine F-35 pilots and maintenance chiefs as well to take it a little deeper and go down a little wider in not just the capabilities of this aircraft, but in particular, I wanted to get a sense from the pilots and the maintenance people on what they think about the aircraft. First question, do you have confidence? Do you have confidence in this aircraft? Can it do what we believe it can do and will do? And we went around the table, and I first told them I needed very clear and direct and honest answers. And they were very clear, direct, and honest with me on what they thought about a lot of things, in particular this aircraft. And I appreciated very much the evaluations, because the evaluations first were very clear that they had tremendous confidence in the aircraft. Some of the pilots told me it was the best aircraft that they'd ever flown, and some said it was the easiest and simplest aircraft they'd ever flown. I was particularly happy to hear that, because I believe this aircraft is the future for our fighter aircraft for our services. This is as big a project, the F-35, as we have at the Department of Defense. And we've got a lot riding on this aircraft, as well as eight partners around the world who have invested in this aircraft. So that's the first thing I want to tell you, is that I have strong, strong confidence in the people who make this aircraft fly, maintain it. I know there are issues. I don't know of a platform that we've ever had, we've ever designed, we've ever tried, and then put into service that didn't go through issues. And I know we will, as always, and we are, assuring everyone that safety is the first priority. And we're not going to put aircraft in the air. We're not going to ask anyone to risk their lives on any platform for any reason unless we feel absolutely secure that it is safe. That's what we are evaluating now. As you know, as the inspections have just been completed, and now they're further investigating all the different dimensions of the results of those inspections. Third, I want to also say that in regard to people, which is always the highest priority of our enterprise. You take care of your people, because quality people always make the difference in every institution, and an institution is about people. This base represents that quality of people and the prioritization of our people as well as any base we have in the world. Second, capabilities. It's an area that I have focused on with and along with people. You need capabilities to do your job. You need to have the cutting edge technology and capabilities and platforms to do the kind of job that America expects you to do, that you want to do. And this is a good example of that kind of capability. Third, partnerships, which I talk a lot about. This base represents partnerships as clearly as any base that we have. Eight other countries are partners with the United States in investing in this platform. People, capabilities, platform. It all comes together as well as I've ever seen it come together at this base. And I wanted to acknowledge that because I know sometimes we wonder, and I know you do, whether there's any coordination to what you're doing and why you're doing it and what's the mission and what's the purpose. There is. And I particularly wanted to note those three particular things because those are the three essential elements and foundational pieces of the Department of Defense. And those are where our priorities are, and those will be the priorities that we will sustain over a long period of time. You, as the individuals who make it happen, need to be assured of that.